Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Dal, the end of the 8th Perek, Meshuach Mochama, and the beginning of the 9th Perek, Egel Arufa. The Zikhu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schuss for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the next Mishnah records Malchokas, about the meaning of Hayare V'Racha Levav, one who is frightened and faint-hearted, who also returns home from war. Vikiv explains, "Kamashma'o she'enu yachol lamod b'kishrei hamochama liros cherev shlufa," like its simple meaning, that he's unable to stand in the joined ranks in battle and see a drawn sword. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, "Zehu mizyaru mina averos shbiyado." This means one who's afraid because of his own averos. He adds, "Lefichok talso la Torah kol elu sheyachzu beglalon." Therefore, the Torah hangs on this exemption, all the other exemptions of building, planting, and marrying, so that he can appear to return home because of them and not be ashamed for leaving because of his averos. Rabbi Yossi says that forbidden marriages, such as an almana to a kohen gadol, cause one to return home. The Gemara explains that he holds any deraisa avera causes one to return home, but not an avera de rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds one returns home even for an avera de rabbanon, such as a sach ben tefillah tefillah, one who speaks between placing tefillin of the arm and tefillin of the head. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, b'medvar memurim b'machamas avishos. When are these exemptions said? Regarding discretionary wars, avo b'machamas mitzvah hakol yotzim, but regarding wars of mitzvah, everyone goes out to battle. I feel a chasim bechedru v'chalav mechupasa, even a chasim from his chamber, and a kala from her chuppah. Rabbi Yudah limits the exemptions of remission to melchamas mitzvah, wars of mitzvah, and says they do not apply to melchamas chova, obligatory wars. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Yehuda is actually discussing the same two categories as the Rabbanan, and there is no argument where the exemptions apply. Rabbi explains to Malchokas, Melchamas Yeshua Likbosh, Dibre Kol Chova. The wars of Yeshua, the conquered Eretz Israel, all agree were obligatory. Melchamas Beis David Leruvacha, Dibre Kol Rishus. The wars of Beis David, whose purpose was for expansion, all agree were discretionary. Their Malchokas concerns wars whose purpose is L'me'ute Ovdi Chochamim Delalese Elayu, to diminish nearby idolaters so they'll not come upon Klal Yisrael to wage war. Although this is not a full-fledged mitzvah, and all agree that the exemptions apply, Rabbi Yudah calls it a mitzvah for another halacha. Osuk b'mitzvah shepater min mitzvah. He's considered one occupied with a mitzvah who is pater from performing another mitzvah. And pointing with you, the ninth paragraph of Sota discusses the procedure of the Egel Arufa. The Tanakhama says, Shlosh based on a godless Yerushalayim ha'yayotzin. Three judges on the great base in Yerushalayim would go out to measure from the surrounding cities of the corpse. Rav Yudah says, Chamisha, five, because it says, Zikanecha, your elders, shnaim, implying two judges. Meshoftecha, your judges, shnaim, implying two additional judges. Vein based in Shakal, and a basin cannot be an even number of judges. Mosifin alehna od echad. So we add one more to them, totaling five. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama, which Abraisa identifies as Rabbi Shimon holds, that the word Meshoftecha does not teach about the number of judges, because it's teaching about the qualification of the judges. L'miyuchadin shibeshoftecha, the select among your judges, meaning members of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara ultimately says that Rabbi Yudah agrees with this, but holds that the extra vav in Meshoftecha teaches to add two more judges. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission records Malchokas about the meaning of Hayare V'Racha Levav, one who is frightened and faint-hearted, who also returns home for war. Vikiv explains, "Kamashma'o she'enu yachol lamod b'kishrei hamochama liros cherev shlufa," like its simple meaning, that he's unable to stand in the joined ranks in battle and see a drawn sword. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, "Zehu mizyaru mina averos shbiyado." This means one who's afraid because of his own averos. He adds, "Lefichok talso la Torah kol elu sheyachzu beglalon." Therefore, the Torah hangs on this exemption, all the other exemptions of building, planting, and marrying, so that he can appear to return home because of them and not be ashamed for leaving because of his averos. Rabbi Yossi says that forbidden marriages, such as an almana to a kohen gadol, cause one to return home. The Gemara explains that he holds any deraisa avera causes one to return home, but not an avera de rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds one returns home even for an avera de rabbanon, such as a sach ben tefillah tefillah, one who speaks between placing tefillin of the arm and tefillin of the head. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, b'medvar memurim b'machamas avishos. When are these exemptions said? Regarding discretionary wars, avo b'machamas mitzvah hakol yotzim, but regarding wars of mitzvah, everyone goes out to battle. I feel a chasim bechedru v'chalav mechupasa, even a chasim from his chamber, and a kala from her chuppah. Rabbi Yudah limits the exemptions of remission to melchamas mitzvah, wars of mitzvah, and says they do not apply to melchamas chova, obligatory wars. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rabbi Yehuda is actually discussing the same two categories as the Rabbanan, and there is no argument where the exemptions apply. Rabbi explains from Machlokas, Melchamas Yeshua Likbosh, Dibre Kol Chova. The wars of Yeshua that conquered Eretz Israel all agree were obligatory. Melchamas Beis David Leruvacha, Dibre Kol Rishus. The wars of Beis David, whose purpose was for expansion, all agree were discretionary. Their Machlokas concerns wars whose purpose is Lemu'ute of the Chochamim de Lelese Elayu, to diminish nearby idolaters so they'll not come upon Klal Yisrael to wage war. Although this is not a full-fledged mitzvah, and all agree that the exemptions apply, Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah for another halacha. Osuk b'mitzvah shepater min a mitzvah. He's considered one occupied with a mitzvah who is pater from performing another mitzvah. And pointing with you, the ninth paragraph of Sota discusses the procedure of the Egla Arufa. The Tanakhama says, Shlosh based on a godless Yerushalayim ha'yayotzin. Three judges on the great base in Yerushalayim would go out to measure from the surrounding cities of the corpse. Rav Yehuda says, Chamisha, five, because it says, Zikanecha, your elders, shnaim, implying two judges. Meshoftecha, your judges, shnaim, implying two additional judges. Vein based in Shakal, and a basin cannot be an even number of judges. Mosifin alehen od echad. So we add one more to them, totaling five. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama, which Raisa identifies as Rabbi Shimon holds, that the word Meshoftecha does not teach about the number of judges, because it's teaching about the qualification of the judges. L'miyuchadin shibeshoftecha, the select among your judges, meaning members of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara ultimately says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this, but holds that the extra vav in Meshoftecha teaches to add two more judges. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard simon is mud. Mud. So here goes. The scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, asked five judges measuring the distance from Mace in the mud to the nearest city for some chizuk. Once again, some motion. The scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, that must be learned off Mem Dalet. The scared soldier who is trudging home in the reddish mud, which reminds us, the next mission records Malchokas about the meaning of Hayoriba Rachalevav, one who is frightened and faint-hearted, who also returns home from war. Does it literally mean scared of battle or scared from Averos? And if Averos, is that the Raisa Averos or even the Rabbanan Averos? So the scared soldier who is trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard that the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught B'medvar Mamurim B'Melchemes Rishus, when are these exemptions said regarding discretionary wars? Of a Melchemes Mitzvah HaKol Yotzim, but regarding wars of Mitzvah, everyone goes out to battle. Afil chasim mechedra v'chal mechupasa, even a chasim from his chamber and a kala from her chuppah. So the scared soldier who's trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, asked five judges measuring the distance from a mace in the mud to the nearest city for some chizuk. Which reminds us, the ninth parak of Sota discusses the procedure of Egla Rufa. The Tanakhama in the Mishnah says, Shoshim and Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim HaYeyotzin. Three Dayanim from the great Beis Din of Yerushalayim would go out to measure from the surrounding cities to the corpse. Rav Yehuda says, Chamisha, five, because it says, Zikanecha, shnaim, your elders, implying two judges, Veshoftecha, shnaim, your judges, implying two additional judges, Vein Beis Din Shakal, and a Beis Din cannot be an even number of judges, Mosifin Alen Od Echad. So we add one more to them, totaling five. So once again, the scared soldier who was trudging home in the reddish mud, when all of a sudden he heard that the war was a Melchemes Mitzvah and he must return to battle, asks five judges measuring the distance from a mace in the mud to the nearest city for some chizuk. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf Mem. So the Simur Daf Mem is a swimming pool, and often we use a swimming instructor. So here goes. The humble swim instructor, that must be more Daf Mem, mine, pool. The humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo commented, originally I would have said that I'm a nanav, until witnessing the humility of Rabbi Avi Avako. Rabbi Avo was delivering a shir and gave one explanation to his speaker, whose role was to repeat the shir loudly to the audience, who instantly said aloud a different explanation to the audience, and Rabbi Avo did not take offense. So the humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water and turned his back on him to face the students, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak said, the awe of a congregation should always be upon you. For we find the Kohanim's faces are towards the people during Birchas Kohanim and their backs are towards the Shekhinah. So the humble swim instructor who didn't mind when his assistant gave different instructions to the class on how to swim across the red water and turned his back on him to face the students, had the children pass from one to another the how to be a good swim buddy sign, which he then read aloud for all to hear, which reminds us, the next mission describes the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazan, meaning the Shamash of the synagogue near the Beis HaMikdash, took the Sefer Torah and handed it to the head, meaning the Gabbai of the synagogue, who handed it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, who in turn handed it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol then read the Parsha in the Torah detailing the Avodah of Yom Kippur, as well as a nearby Parsha discussing the prohibition against Melacha or eating on Yom Kippur. Then, because the final Parsha is too far away to roll the Torah too, he read that by heart. Daf Mem Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The proud grandma, that must be on Daf Mem Aleph. The proud grandma with the red walker cavelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner. Which reminds us, the next mission describes the mitzvah of Hakel and relates that when King Agrippa's reached the pasuk, Osucho ases alecha ishnachri, you shall not place a foreigner over you to be a king, Zalga Enav Demos, his eyes flowed with tears because as a descendant of the slave Herod, he was disqualified from being king. The people said to him, Maltizyar Agrippa Zachinuata, Achinuata, do not fear Agrippas, you are a brother, you are a brother. The Gemara says they deserve destruction for this flattery of Agrippas. So, the proud grandma with a red walker quelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, which reminds Rav Yehuda of the West, Darshan Mutal Achanif L'Roshayim B'Olam Hazeh, is permitted to flatter the wicked in this world because it says regarding the times of Mashiach that it will not be permitted. Rish Lakish gave a source from Yaakov's statement to Esav, Kiros Pnei Elokim V'Ter Tze'ini, I've seen your face, which is like seeing the face of an angel, and you were appeased by me. We see then that Yaakov flattered Esav. Rabbi Levi gave a different interpretation of Yaakov's intent. So the proud grandma with a red walker quelling over her grandson, the king, when he did Kriyas HaTorah, even though he was a descendant of a foreigner, told the Rasha standing next to her, who flattered her, saying that seeing her face is like seeing the face of an angel, that he's going to fall into her grandson's hands and ultimately go to Gehenna, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar made several statements about a person who possesses the trait of flattery. Anyone who has in him the trait of flattery brings anger to the world, and he's nofel b'Gehenna, he falls into Gehenna. He added, Kol machnifel chavero sof nofel b'yado. One who flatters his fellow ultimately falls into his hand. He concluded that even if he does not fall into his hand, he'll fall into his son's hand, or at least the hand of his son's son. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must mean we're in Daf Mem Beis. The mobster in the red pinstripe suit giving a pep talk to his men who are about to go out and fight with another crime family, which reminds us, the 8th period begins by describing the words spoken to the nation by the Meshulam Muhammad before going to battle, which were in Lashon HaKodesh. He told them they were heading to war al oyvechem, against your enemies, meaning not against your brothers, that if you fall into their hands, they'll have mercy on you. Rather, you're going to war against your enemies, that if you fall into their hands, they will not have mercy on you. So the mobster in the red pinstripe suit giving a pep talk to his men were about to go out and fight with another crime family was shocked when his brazen giant fighter got felled by a young man, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan darshens the name Galias as saying, Sha'aman begil yipanim v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. They stood brazenly before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he said, Bruachem ish v'yered alai. Choose for yourselves a man, and let him come down to me, by which he meant Hashem, who's called an ish melchama, a man of war. Kodesh Baruch Hu responded, Hareini mapil al yidei ben ish. I'll hereby fell him through a son of man, meaning a young man, which is how David is described. So the mobster in the red pinstripe suit, giving a pep talk to his men, were about to go out and fight with another crime family, was shocked when his brazen giant fighter got felled by a young man who killed 4 warriors, all descendants of a woman who cried 4 tears, which reminds us. The Gemara explains why the 4 warriors, Saf, Madon, Galias, and Yishbi, fell before David. The pasuk says, "Vatishak arpa lechamos of a rus davka ba." An arpa kissed her mother-in-law, but Rus cleaved to her. Rav Yitzhak said, "Amakosh Baruch Hu yavo b'nei ha-neshuka ve'yipu b'yab b'nei ha-dvuka." Akosh Baruch Hu said, "Let the sons of the one who was kissed, meaning arpa, come and fall in the hand of the sons of the one who cleaved," referring to Rus. Rava Darshan that Arpa merited for these 4 warriors to descend from her in reward for the 4 tears she shed when parting from Naomi. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, which reminds us it was taught in Braisa, Lo Achinam Halach Pinchas L'Machama, not for naught did Pinchas go to battle against Midian, rather to take revenge for his mother's father, Yosef, who was sold as a slave by the Midianites. The Gemara questions Pinchas' descent from Yosef from a pasuk identifying his mother as Mimenos Putiel, from the daughters of Putiel. Is this not because they descended from Yisro, who was called Putiel? Should Pitam Agalim Lavodos Kochavim because he fattened calves for idolatry? Pitamel? The Gemara answers, Lot me Yosef Shepit Bit Be Yisro. No, they descended from Yosef called Putiel because he scorned and conquered his desire. The Gemara answers, the Gemara concludes that he descended from both, one from his mother's father and one from his mother's mother. This is supported by the Yud in Putiel, which indicates multiple meanings. So, the most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, who was sitting on his porch while exempt from war due to his recent engagement, which reminds us the next mission teaches about the officers declaring the three exemptions from going to battle. One who built a new house and did not inaugurate it, one who planted a vineyard and did not redeem it in the fourth year, and one who married a woman and did not complete the marriage. So the most recent issue of Ancient Midianite Battles magazine captivated the attention of the great Ben Puti general, who was sitting on his porch while exempt from war due to his recent engagement behind a young tree he had grafted onto another tree, which was planted as a fence, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that in addition to planting, grafting a plant also exempts from going to war. Rav Zera explains that this refers to permitted grafting. The Gemara wonders what the case is, and Rabbi Yirmi explained that he grafted onto a young tree which was not subject to Orla, such as in a case where he planted the first tree as a fence or for beams, which is exempt from Orla. Therefore, only the graft exempts the owner from going to war. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak provided another answer. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our Pal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf have we learned that Pinchas descended from both Yosef and Yisro? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 2, which daf have we learned that Orpah merited to have 4 warriors descend from her in reward for the 4 tears she shed when parting from Naomi? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 3, which daf have we learned that one who flatters will ultimately fall to Gehenna? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we discuss the meaning of Hayore Baruch HaLevav? And we have a Malchokas about which Averos exempt one from battle. That's on Daf Memdod. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we have 3 exemptions from war, one being one who married a woman and did not complete the marriage? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we have Malchokas regarding how many Dayanim measured to the cities around a corpse for Egel Arufa? That's on Daf Memdod. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we discuss what the Mashiach Muhammad says to the nation before they go to war? That's on Dav Membez. Good. Number 8, which of the one that regarding a Muhammad's mitzvah, everybody goes out to war? That's on Dav Memdod. Good. Number 9, which of the one that one who stands behind the Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim is not included in the bracha? That's on Dav Ahmed Ches. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we discuss the case of grafting which grants an exemption from going to war? That's on Dav Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.